then Irish InfoWarrior Seamus here is saying, oh, it's Vincent. It's Vincent. And I'm saying, what's he talking about? And then it was you.
Okay.
Well, I have to say, I'm really glad to have actually spoken to you. I really love your videos.
While I've got you on, Vincent, would you please give a shout out about your show? Guys, if you're listening and you don't know who this is, you're about to have a treat. Go ahead, Vincent.
Well, thank you very, very much. And you know what's funny? I keep wondering like whether or not I should be turning into like a total. Are we under FCC regulations here?
No.
No. I'm kind of wondering when at what point I would turn into like a completely full of myself wanker, and just like everything else in life, it's already happening. Now, I mean, the show starts in about 40 minutes. And so interesting, you should call me. I was just sending off some emails to get other people on, and it's kind of like I'm running the show pretty much on my own to a large extent. But I also have a lot of help from my somewhat fabulous executive producer, Mr. Mitch Santel. And we're in the 11th month, and most radio shows, as far as I know, do not last the full year. And at this point in time, I've been inducted into the prestigious G. Edward Griffin's Hall of Honor.
Wow.
And I was just absolutely blown away by that. You know, like Alex Jones is on there, Sheriff Richard Mack, Catherine Austin Fitz, and then 12th down on the list, you see Vinny Eastwood. It's just like, whoa.
At least you're on that list.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, most truthers and patriots aren't for some reason. And I think it's because G, you know, my homeboy G. Edward Griffin, he appreciates the fact that you got to use a sense of humour amid all this effing darkness. Because, quite frankly, if you lose your sense of humour, you're going to go absolutely insane, ladies and gentlemen. So, get depressed in the morning with Alex Jones, and then in the afternoon, listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show, The Lighter Side of Genocide, on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and incidentally, TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com, broadcasting 5 days a week on 26 AM FM stations worldwide, including the fabulous TNS Radio in Ireland. And also, I wanted to give a shout-out to our boys down in Invercargill at Ifinity FM as well for picking up the show. Something that's been happening recently, guys, is that I've been having business people, patriots, truthers, activists, and all this kind of stuff hearing my show, contacting me up on Skype, and then now I'm getting a new iMac being loaned to me for a good 8 weeks because I'm going to be releasing a television show. And
wow.
And the last episode that I tried to edit, I spent a good effing 5 days editing it before it all went... It's just like, fuck! No!
So you have to start from scratch.
Yeah, it happened right before one of my shows, and it broke me. Like, it seriously broke me, man. And I was doing a climate cultist episode as well, and I don't know how you guys love to abuse climate cultists, but I really do. And the fact that all my abuse just suddenly disappeared in front of me really was quite frustrating. And I literally dropped to my knees and curled up and just cried because I was just so hurt. And then a couple of days later, boom, somebody drops in out of fucking nowhere and says, hey, Vinny, I've got this computer that's like twice as powerful as yours that we can loan you on a temporary basis so you can edit your show. Yes! and this is not an isolated incident either. Every single time that I need something, want something, it comes to me, you know?
There you go.
Wow.
And I don't know. I kind of think to myself, man, am I blessed? Am I protected by some on high power? Or is it just the fact that every single day I get up and I bust my ass to try and get liberty and truth and patriots on the air that have never been on the air before to get them the coverage that they deserve? Is that the reason why everybody tries to help me, because I'm trying to help everybody? Sounds about right.
Yeah, it does.
But, you know, and again, the problem becomes when you become famous and people are like always wanting to talk to you and all of that. I don't know. I used to be a salesman.
They call you on their show.
Yeah, well, I used to be a salesman, so I know for a fact that I can be corrupt. And this is the problem, because I'm getting into, basically I'm batting above my weight. Okay, you know, 26-year-old New Zealander, barely been in activism for 3 years, making friends with G. Edward Griffin, Len Horowitz, and Sherry Kane, and they're going to be on my show this afternoon, live via Sherry's cell phone, because they're doing some investigations in the Midland United States, and also Stuart Swerdlow from the Montauk Project is a good friend of David Icke, is also going to be coming on my show regularly in about 5 weeks' time. So every Friday it'll be the first hour with Stuart Swerdlow from Expansions.com, talking about mind control. We're going to be bringing on bands, artists, and things of that nature. People talking about time travel, genetic manipulation, mind control, etc. And then in the second hour, we'll be having Sherry Kane and Len Horowitz on Fridays. They give a weekly movie review. And last week, they gave us the review of Thor, the movie, which I thought was actually pretty freaking awesome, quite frankly, to see it. My my girlfriend was rather disappointed that Thor didn't take his shirt off more than once, though. So basically, the whole idea really is just to have a shitload of fun. Because hey, look, we're all gonna get exterminated in worst case scenario. So I say we just play some frickin' games, okay? New World Order's playing their games, we play ours. I don't really give two flying F's what they can do to me. They can cut me in half. They can poison me with chemtrails. They can put fluoride in my food. I don't care. Do your effing worst, because I'm going to do a hell of a lot worse to you, and I'm going to have a big F-off smile on my face while I do it. I'm going to take the mickey out of it and laugh and have fun at the New World Order's expense, which I think is quite appropriate, because nobody's got a bigger expense account than the New World Order.
Yeah, and I have to say, there are some crazy people, and they're psychotic as well.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff when you read them, like I was reading some articles, and I just sometimes burst out laughing, because no sane person would come up with these idiotic stuff.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Vinny, I posted a link in the Skype right there that you might find interesting. It's a new nano patent on a drug that will erase your memories or modify them.
What is this, like 10,000 tabs of acid in a pill or something? Just like MK Ultra and the CIA were experimenting on people in the 80s, and now we have like all these there's hundreds of people in this world now that came out of those experiments. They don't remember who they are. They basically had the slate wiped clean. Now the only reason why you actually have any of this, why the fuck would you want to get rid of all your memories? They're all you have. Okay?
Exactly.
And the bad memories are the things that teach you the most valuable lessons. So it doesn't matter how bad your memories are. I don't care if you've been raped or arrested by police several times or beaten up like I have. All of those experiences serve to mold your character. And when you choose to forget things, man, it's retarded. You know? I mean, there is...
I agree.
Maybe I'm a bit hypocritical here, because whenever... Look, for some reason, people trust me, right? They think I'm some kind of a priest. I get people that I've never met before in my life, and they just spill their guts on me. You know, they tell me their life story, and they say, well, okay, this is a secret. Don't tell anybody. You know, and incidentally, when they tell me secrets and they tell me don't tell anybody, my brain automatically forgets what they've told me right after they've told me, so that I can't tell anybody.
I have that same problem. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm the same.
That's why I'm easy to trust, because, you know, I can't betray you, because I'll forget to do it.
I think, though, Vinny, I think that you have earned everything that you have received. And
I think
you are one of the forerunners for us, the truthers out here. And we support you 100%. And we got your back. You just let us know.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. It's great to be accidentally invited on your radio show at the last second.
Hey, I knew I'd get you on some way, Vinny.
Well, see, this is the thing we talk about, because I'm trying to organise guests and stuff like that, like, all the time. A lot of the time it's left to the last minute. Yesterday, for example, I had a great... bye-bye, baby. My missus is leaving. What was it yesterday? Oh, yeah, Payday Monsanto. Have you ever heard of Payday Monsanto?
Oh, they're wonderful.
Yeah. Freaking amazing,
we
right?
We play music all the time.
Yeah. He just Skyped me halfway through my show, and then we connected him into the call, and he didn't even know we were on air. He was just like, okay. and it was just like, man, right there, right then. This is the way patriots operate. This is the reason why we're going to beat the New World Order, because we don't need any plans. We don't need any notice. We don't need to be prepared, because we're already prepared. 24 fucking hours a day, we know how to fight the New World Order, and we're going to do it anyway. Okay? That's the problem with all of these people that wind up spending their lives in dead-end jobs and stuff like that, who haven't got anything better going on, is because, you know, they're too afraid. They're too afraid to fulfill their own potential, afraid that they'll fail. And the reason why I find this really ironic is because if you're afraid to fail, and you're too afraid to even try, then you fail by default. Okay?
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't want to fail, so I'm going to make sure that I fail. it's just retarded. And I don't know. For some reason, I'm becoming a lot more tolerant and a lot less tolerant in a lot of ways of people. Like, you know how we call people like the sheeple and the slaves and stuff like that? I mean, or at least a lot of my friends do. They kind of refer to all the average people as slaves or sheeple or whatever. And my thought is, hey, well, hold on a second. These are free individuals, or rather they could be, if they would only fulfill their potential. And it's not their fault that they're mindless, slovenly, drinking aspartame, you know, slurping back the fluoride and all of that. They've just been masterfully mind-controlled by minds that are far more powerful than theirs. So I don't think it's actually a nice thing to do. It's like giving somebody crap for being in a wheelchair. You know,
we've all been sheeple.
Yeah, oh yeah.
At one time or another.
But you didn't. But you weren't down on yourself because you were a sheeple. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And the question becomes, really, I mean, do we as a humanity have the capacity for forgiveness that's strong enough so that we can forgive each other for being sheeple? We can forgive each other for being lied to. I mean, none of us were born truthers. Okay, we became right. truthers, and it's usually because something effing awful happened to us,
right?
Okay, that's usually what wakes people up. They'll experience something absolutely terrible in their life that makes them question the establishment and totally changes everything about their perception of the world. That's what wakes them up. It's the big shock, the big jolt to the system that gets the brain moving again. Because at the moment, hey, basically the gears are not greased, they're rusty, and they've been worn down. You know, and it's no surprise, really, because, hey, everywhere you look, there's shockingly large amounts of propaganda, huge amounts of poisons. And we had a conversation the other day with a guy who's a organics inventor. And I said to him, look, you know, the problem is that if you walk out your door, or even if you just wake up in the morning, you're surrounded 24 hours a day by toxicity in some way, shape, or form. I'm wearing a polyester t-shirt at the moment. Did you know that polyester is made from petrochemicals, which are poisonous to the touch? You know?
Yep.
I'm wearing colored jeans, and the ink is poisonous for me as well. I'm wearing a headset, and the electromagnetic radiation from this headset is currently penetrating my brain as we speak. Okay,
right.
That's the situation that we have, and I don't think that it's it's an unfair situation, and I don't think it's good enough for us to look down on the other people who haven't managed to overcome the unfair situation, you know?
Right.
And I think we bore it simply out of frustration because we want everybody to wake up, we want everybody to be free right now, and the main source of frustration I feel is that when you do try to wake these people up, they start attacking you, and you feel,
right.
and you feel betrayed because you're trying to serve humanity, you're trying to do something good, and they...
It's true.
And it's like they want to die, and you see this absolutely everywhere, and it's absolutely heartbreaking.
It is. It really is, and I agree. That is probably where we see the angst against those who haven't woken yet, is because if we weren't attacked for it, you know, it would be different. But we know that what we're doing, we're not getting paid for it. We're not being famous, although some of us might in the future. But what's happening is that we're putting everything we have into getting the truth out. We're putting our lives on the line and our lives on hold to be able to inform people. And I think the frustration comes when we do inform and they look at us and say, you're a nutcase.
It's like somebody's telling you that your entire life's work is a lie. Okay.
Right.
Now, ironically enough, it is them whose entire life work is a lie, and they're getting really offended. So as you know how it works, it's the juxtaposition. You come in, you tell them their entire life is a lie, and then they tell you you're a nutcase. So essentially, they're firing the exact same thing back at you. Okay.
Right.
So it's like you're attacking a mirror. Okay?
Yes.
Because these people are you. They are you in every single way that matters. Okay? They breathe oxygen. They need love. They need help. Okay? None of us are able to survive completely on our own. No man is an island. And this is the thing about patriotism being a truther, particularly in regards to the New World Order and people that are fighting on all other sides of the bloody world. You know, I'm in New Zealand, you're in the Northern Hemisphere or UK or whatever. It doesn't really matter where we are at this point. Okay, in terms of our physical location, because we understand that the entire world is facing a single global entity in perpetual resistance. And that global entity, obviously known as the New World Order, has absolutely no concern for human life and would rather all of us are completely and utterly exterminated as quickly as possible. Okay, now, of course, the fact of the matter is they can't just go ahead and straight execute us all, because then everybody would just suddenly go, oh, hold on a second, we're under attack. There's a big jackbooted thug walking down the street and all of that kind of stuff with billy clubs. Now, in the United States, fortunately, everybody's so dumbed down on Maccas and Diet Coke and 52 vaccines before the age of 5 to notice that there's something wrong with jackbooted thugs with billy clubs walking into a frickin' block party at a college university and pepper spraying people on their own porches. Okay?
They just went into a house, though. Here, I just read a news article where they broke into a house, shot a Iraqi vet to death, shot him 20 times, and they had no reason to go into his house. He had no drugs, no anything.
He knew something.
They shot him dead in front of his wife and child.
Far out. You see, this is the thing. There is no end to tyranny. There is no upper echelon or upper limit. Okay? There is
right.
No, people don't get it. They really don't get it. They wonder why people can be so psychotic. Why would a police officer shoot somebody 22 times? And you know how you sometimes answer a question with another question? Why did Charles Manson kill people? Why did Hitler right. exterminate 6 million Jews? Because they're freaking psychotic. They believe things that are simply not true. They believe
right.
that humanity are scum, slaves under them, that they are above the law, that they are above reproach, that they are above morality. They are not. They operate under the same physical laws as all of us. If I shoot you, you will die. Okay? And they don't mm-hmm. understand the ramifications of their actions because they're so psychotic, because they're so heartless. Now, I think that the police in themselves, and in New Zealand we have a really lax police force by comparison to the rest of the world. You know, they'll only set you up and lie in court hundreds of times rather than the thousands of times per officer. It's basically because the entire establishment is a fool in the South. When you have any, and believe me when I tell you this is the case, any structure that is hierarchical, for example, if you have a CEO and then right down the bottom you have secretaries and salespeople and whatnot, that's a corrupt structure. Okay, mm-hmm. Any place where power concentrates at the top is inherently corrupt. Okay, the military is structured that way, the parliament is structured that way, all major corporations are structured that way, all major charitable organizations are structured that way, technology firms are structured that way, so on and so forth. Everything is done that way. So therefore, it's no bloody surprise that the entire world is corrupt as hell. Okay? Now, what do you do with a society that's corrupt as hell? What do you do with people that are corrupt as hell? Well, best thing to do, expose them to the bright lights of publicity, because the only way for evil to triumph is if A, good men to do nothing, and B, no light to be shone on the subject. Now, because we've got such a complacent pussy-ass fucking media in this country, and every country for that matter, they haven't been doing their job. And when the media won't do their job, they're no longer relevant. So don't bother fighting, right. Don't bother fighting them. Just go right ahead and replace them. And that's why I like you guys, is because, you know, you're actually doing it. Okay? You have achieved what very, very few people, relative to the section of the population, are doing right now. You're actually talking the truth on the airwaves, on the internet, and getting the information out there. That is your responsibility as somebody who knows the truth, is to spread it as quickly and as widely as possible. Now, there are those of us, of course, and I used to be a cannabis activist, and the thing that you find about activists is that often they're young, usually male, and usually unemployed. And what,
right.
And what they do is they stand in place of those people who aren't unemployed, who can't come to protest for fear of losing their jobs. Okay, if we now have the ability to speak out, just remember we're not just speaking for ourselves; we're speaking for all of those who are currently totally enslaved that cannot speak out, that want to.
Exactly.
You know, that's the service we fulfill for humanity. We give them a voice, you know, because they can't do it themselves.
Right. And we give them the information that they would not receive otherwise. One of our I know you're about, you probably have to get ready to go and everything, but I wanted to let you know that Dutch Sense, Patrick had, and Patrick wants the contact information for Payday Monsanto. Payday, if you have it, Payday Monsanto.
Yeah, I got him right here. He'll be online at the moment. Do you want to bring him up on the show?
I don't know if Patrick were to come on, because Patrick.
Yeah, we'll have a voice in here, be please.
Well, we only have a few more minutes left on the show. We've got about 16 minutes. But
you'll probably get him on some other time.
Right.
I gotta go in less than 10, so go ahead, sorry.
Okay, what I wanted to tell you was that have you heard of Dutch Sense?
Yeah. I was gonna have him on my show the other day. My producer's been in contact with him, and amazing. He's able to predict tornadoes with stunning accuracy, just by looking at these weather maps. It's quite strange, you know. You see these perfect circle cloud formations centering over airports like Texas International Airport and Dallas and all of that kind of stuff. And you see the cloud formations in perfect concentric circles going outwards. And Dutch Sense goes, oh, well, okay. Well, that means that there's going to be tornadoes happening over here. And then within 48 hours, heaps of tornadoes. Okay? Unbelievable.
Yeah. His information has made it to Congress.
Mm. Well, he is, his subscribers on YouTube is absolutely amazing.
Yes.
I talked to him about, you know, how many subscribers I've got, and I've got like, I don't know, 700 or something, and he's got like tens of thousands, you know.
Yeah.
The man has been busting his hump, something chronic, in order to get the information out. And as a result, people want to watch. People want to see. Okay? This is the thing about the truth. It is absolutely infectious. Okay?
Right.
It's absolutely infectious. It's a total, it's viral weaponry in the technological realm, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, the basic premise that I have is that you always use the weapons of the enemy against them, because they're the ones who develop them, so you no longer have to do any research or development. You know their techniques work. Propaganda, for example, best way, and this is interesting how you're talking about how Dutch censors information is made to Congress, the best way to convince a population of something is to convince the population's leaders. Okay?
Right.
Church leaders, doctors, congresspeople, whatever. And that's basically how you really, that's how Bernays played it in the 30s, when he was convincing everybody that smoking was good for you and fluoride was good for you and all of that. Now, he used lies and manipulation of the people higher up so that they could basically get evil agendas through. And in my opinion, the best thing to do instead is to use the truth and manipulation to get the truth out, right? So, you know, all of these people that are supposed to be representatives of the people, let's just face facts here, they no longer represent the people. I don't think that any congressional inquiry into what Dutch Sense is talking about is actually going to make its way into the public consciousness and mainstream media.
Right.
Okay? And we're having elections now here in New Zealand this year. And then, of course, in America next year with Obama's re-election campaign, change you can beg for. And a lot of people are just like, oh, well, you know, let's vote for these people. They'll surely represent me. And what I found is that a lot of people are now starting to wise up to the fact of the controlled left-right paradigm. So they don't want to vote for either National or Labour, the blue or the red, you know, how the Masons set up both political parties to control the spectrum of light from infrared all the way to ultraviolet, you know. A lot of people don't know that obscure Illuminati reference. but my sadness is that I think I've become really totally disillusioned with politics, the entire process of it, because I don't see it in any possible fashion working for the good of the people, because it was set up by people who have no such interest.
Well, yeah, and this election proves it. I mean, the front runner is going to be Mitt Romney, and then you're going to have the third party, which will be Ron Paul. So Ron Paul will split the vote. Mitt Romney won't get his. Paul won't get his, and Obama will be the one stuck with the votes.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah Palin, you never know.
Oh Lord.
Well, basically, I don't give two flying F's who wins the American election, because I know how it's going to go. Whoever is funded by Goldman Sachs wins.
Obama.
Yep. And, yep. And Obama's funded by Goldman Sachs, so he's going to win. Yep. It's pretty straightforward. Yep. You know? Well, incidentally, though, Goldman Sachs and many other major banking corporations and conglomerates funded Obama's campaign and John McCain's campaign. They just funded Obama twice as much as they funded McCain.
Because Obama played nicer.
Well, no, it was because he was black. It was because he had this reverence. He had this almost this regal quality. He was magic. Okay, and he.
I didn't see it.
A lot of people did, and I got sucked into it before I saw the Obama deception, and this was the thing. He's the cruelest hoax in American history, in my opinion, because he was saying everything that the American public wanted to hear. I'm going to get the lobbyists out of Washington. I'm going to get our troops out of Iraq. I'm going to, you know, make sure that there's no corruption in Congress. I'm not going to sign to executive orders by fiat. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to... Everything that he said he's not going to do, he's done worse than anybody else, okay? That is the reason why he was such a successful scam, is because he told you everything that you wanted to hear and did everything that you never thought possible.
Exactly.
It's but just that's why, so cruel.
Yeah, that's why, you know, if they don't do something to pull it out of the hat, though, his rating is so low right now. But I agree with you 100%, Vinny. There is no way that any people in this country will have a voice in these elections or in any other government mandate or law created. We have no voice anymore.
Totally agree with you. But there's a bright side to this, is that the campaign platform, the campaign platform is what you can use to spread your message, okay? That's the only reason why anybody would envisage getting into politics for the right reasons and expecting to do anything without being corrupted, is simply to use the campaign platform as the as a propaganda tool to to tell people that there is a false left-right paradigm, to tell people that the elections are rigged, you know? I'm going to get up on stage, hello, ladies and gentlemen, I'm from the Fascism Party, and I want to, I want to take away all your civil liberties, get the country massively in debt to foreign banks, and I want to poison the water supply with fluoride, contaminate the food supply with artificial sweeteners, and I also want to make sure that no government is accountable whatsoever, and then have jackbooted thugs walking the streets every day, suppressing you and giving you huge amounts of traffic tickets for no effing good reason. Oh no, wait! We've already got that! You know, seriously, the election campaigns are a joke, so I say we make them a fucking joke. Let's seriously stand up on those campaign platforms and just take the piss out of it, because there's no point taking it seriously, because you'll just wind up getting really disappointed.
I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Vinny, it has been fantastic having you on. I think you've got 8 minutes to your show. I'm showing 8 minutes till mine's over.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much, Patty, for having me on, and you keep up the fabulous work, and is it Seamus as well? You too, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, Benny, one more time, Payday Monsanto will be on today.
Oh, no, I had him on yesterday, so if you go to the VinnyEastwoodShow.com or GorillaMedia.co.nz, or NZ, whatever, you can wind up having a look at the archive. So I've popped that up for you there, and he's in hour number 2 of the archive, which is commercial free, and yeah, basically after every show, I make sure that I cut all the archives together, upload them, so that everybody who can't join into my show live basically has no excuse of missing out.
There you go, Vinny.
So in 8 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to tune in to the Vinny Eastwood Show at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, join us on Facebook, and also you can listen in live through iTunes or MP3 or Winamp and all of those other players at AmericanFreedomRadio.com, where you can also download an iPhone or Android app for your smartphone to listen to the show on the go. And again, thanks, Patty. Thanks, Seamus. It's been a fucking pleasure.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for taking the call. I'm so sorry that I rung you on accident, but I'm really happy I did.
Oh, well, there you go. Everybody's got an accident to grind.
There you go. Take care, Vinny. Spread the word, and kudos to you for all your good work, and we love you.
All right. Love you too, guys. See ya.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you.